is from qara'a, meaning to read. Qara'a means to read. Qur'an means that which is given for you to read and recite, the Qur'an. The state of Illinois, I'm proud of it as a citizen of Illinois, but I'm also proud of it as a human being with good senses. The state of Illinois has had a wonderful campaign to raise the level of literacy in the state of Illinois for many years now. I went on a walk with the state of Illinois once. Yes, his brother, it was right here with him, we were together in the walk, sitting right here before me now. Yeah. You youngsters, you girls, that didn't look like dhikr you were bowing to. You should say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim, to keep the devil, the Satan, the rejected Satan, from playing piano on your nerve cords. Don't let Satan use your nerve cords for guitar, okay? And take your mind away from God and you lose your life and you have misery and hell in the future. Be careful. Yes, so we return to the right meaning now. It's not just physical eating. That's another thing that made me think this religion is for savages and the insane. Because they say, well, we're eating this bread, and the bread is his flesh. And we are drinking this wine, the wine is his blood. I said, that's what cannibals do. Cannibals eat human flesh and drink blood. Savages and cannibals. I said, this is a horrible religion. But how well a beautiful thing is protected and disguised so it will survive a savage cannibal era. In the history of man, there were cannibals, savages, who loved to shed blood, made shedding blood a sport. Caesar made it a sport, feeding people to lions, etc. Now, to get the religion to come past that kind of ruling order, it had to be put in pictures that they liked. This was a trick. This was a trick to get them to think that, yes, we're like you. We think like you do. And they were stupid enough to buy it. Until the Christians began to make trouble for them, and then they started feeding the Christians to the lions. But they still didn't. In fact, I think maybe it happened the reverse way. The Christians were sincere, and they fed them to the lions. And then the teachings were disguised with the approval of their king, and then they didn't have to kill them anymore. this is suitable. This is our language. Yeah, it's good to understand what has happened to bring us to where we are today. The world, the way it is today. Praise be to Allah. Again, it was Mr. Farah, teacher of my father, who called this the wilderness and the civilized world that we were admiring and fearing, worshiping. He called it the caveman's world. Caveman's world. Did a powerful satire on Western civilization and their greatness. He's right, great in one respect, but nothing but a thief, a savage, and a cannibal in another side of their life. In one side of life, beautiful and excellent. Other side of their life, a pagan, a cannibal, a savage. And believe me, Mr. Farad did as much for the white world and maybe more as he did for us. Maybe he did more for the white world than he did for us. Because he caused them to think, and don't think they didn't look at it. I'm not talking about the fools. I'm talking about the ones who are responsible for protecting the life of America, the life of this government, and the future of this government. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about those people. The FBI has confiscated his writings, and they studied them. They interrogated my father, kept him up night. He's in prison. They kept him up night, wouldn't let him sleep, drilling him and asking him questions, thinking that he had some knowledge that would that he didn't have, that would help them to understand what Mr. Farrar did. But my father didn't have all he had, what he had, what they caught him is all he had. So they were drilling him, trying to find something else. There was nothing else. He's got a connection with Japan. It was during the World War with Japan. During the World War II with Japan. So you have a connection with Japan. They tried to accuse him of it. They tried everything. They tried to charge him with sedition. It didn't work. They tried to charge him with trying to subvert the order of this government, subversive activity. They couldn't do it. So they got him on a charge contributing to the delinquents of a minor. See how devilish they are? The tricky they are? They know when the ignorant people that can't hardly read a newspaper, when they hear that this Muslim leader was charged with contributing to the delinquency of a minor, they're going to think he was doing something sexual with it. Think he was doing something perverted with youngsters. But it only meant that he was keeping them out of public school because he insisted that they should go to our school, Muslim school. So that's what they got him of. They convicted him on failing to obey the draft law and contributing to the delinquency of a minor, meaning he kept his child out of their school. That's what it meant. Think a lot of those days are gone. And all of Elijah Muhammad, Mr. Farrar, and all of Elijah Muhammad, and all of those, including myself, who follow them, we have paid a price, and victory is here. We paid a price, and victory is here. Praise be to Allah. So I hope you have digested what I've given you. And I hope that it will make you stronger in your faith. If you digested it properly, if you saw it correctly and took it correctly, you are stronger now in your faith than you were before. I don't care how strong you were before, you're stronger now. And also, you're in a better position to do more constructive things with your own personal life and also with the world. Islam comes to free our minds to serve our God, the creator of everything, in this creation, to serve him through creation and through man's world, man's service to man's world. And Islam comes to free our spirit. So our spirit will be free. See, the spirit can't be free if the mind is not free. You free the mind and the spirit can be free. Yes. It is not no different from what the gospel has that Jesus did. See, Jesus gave sight to the blind man. But how did he make the blind man see? He took mud, dirt, and he put spit in the dirt out of his mouth. And he made it mud. And he pasted it over the blind man's eyes. And when it was washed away, the blind man said, right away, or straightway, I could see, he said. It's symbolic. It's symbolic. It means that he took a certain teaching and he gave it to one who was mentally blind, not physically blind. He took a certain composition of knowledge, aided by the Spirit in his own voice, his preaching. The Spirit is symbolic of the Spirit of his own language and preaching. And he mixed it with the material earth, material reality. And he made it mud, a composition of knowledge, symbolized as dirt and spit. And he fed it to the man's mental vision, and the man's eyes opened up and he could see. Praise be to Allah. So Islam is not superstition. Islam is al-haqq, the truth, the reality. It's not superstition. So give him that stuff, those miracles, okay, let people believe in those things. Or he took somebody and he put a man in a blind man because you want to believe it happened that way? Good. Maybe it did, I don't know. Maybe it did happen that way. But now I know a better way it could happen. that needs much more. I'd rather be physically blind and open up, but turn the light on in my head, man. I don't mind being physically blind if you turn the light on in my head. But if I had a choice, I'm gonna be seeing physically, but be blind here. Take these eyes, buddy, and give me an eye in here so I can see mentally. So the better Islam is the Islam that teaches the poor who want knowledge. The poor and uneducated that want knowledge. The better Islam is to teach them. Don't leave them ignorant. Educate them. And as you educate them, they become more responsible for their own life and they become better contributors to the life of society. As the Christians say, it's better to teach a man how to fish than to give him a fish. So let us see the light and not love the darkness. Don't love the darkness. See the light and stop loving the darkness. And it's darkness just to want religion so you feel good. Just to want religion to shout and sing and have a good feeling, let it all hang out, cry and laugh and moan and shout, go back home to the same old house, same old problem, same old life, and wait for the next Sunday or next Wednesday night or something, and go and have a blowout again. It's like doing the two-step. You don't need but this space. You ain't going nowhere. You're not going any place. So every time you take one step up, you got to take one back. You can't even back up and travel. So every time you take one back, you got to take one forward. So it's to hold you in place. Two steps. The world is open to us now. America is no more a hostile country for African Americans or for blacks. It's open. Let us wake up and take advantage of it. We can't do it if we're going to have religion as superstition, have religion as fun. Religion, Allah says, do you think we were at play when we created the heavens and earth? You think we were playing? When we made the stars and the sky and the earth and everything? God said, no, we wasn't playing. Why are you playing? Why do you take in the metaphysical schools and all this? Why do you take the religion to be a play game? It's not religion. You're playing games. That's what Allah is saying to the metaphysical world. You're playing games. You have all these clubs supposed to have all this science, and you play games with the knowledge. You're not playing games. Supposed to be educating the ignorant. Oh, they'll give a donation to school, to college, but their thrill is playing games. That's their biggest thrill, just playing games. And some of you are the same way. You come into a little knowledge, it fascinates you, and you spend all your time trying to show how much you got out of it, or how much you can get out of it, instead of getting the message. The message is, get out of the entanglement of language and get out there and plow the earth and grow some corn and rice and sell it to the market and raise some animals halal so we can eat and build some homes so you have pride in your own community, pave some streets, make a town. Inherit your position that the Creator gave you. That's the message. We're not unlocking this language for you to be fascinated by the game of unlocking it. If you do that, you're following the devil. You're following the Satan. That's what he wants you to do. He wants to tie you up with that fascination. So you do nothing in the world. Leave the world to him. So let's come away from that. Busy yourself in the world. You're supposed to be freed mentally so you can do something with this real world. Not go and look for more mind-boggling or mind-locking up terminology. Oh, let me see. I think I was going to look at the book of Isaiah again. But you don't look at the book of Isaiah. Your eyes are out, my buddy. You can't see a thing. If that's all you want to do, you want to go look at the book of Isaiah, you better go look at the book of labor, industry, and higher education. Because with your mind locked up like it was locked up before the nation of Islam helped us, you couldn't appreciate that. You couldn't go in those directions. You were frightened, you were intimidated by this man's progress. It was too much for you. You didn't think you could manage it. But with the new understanding that you're given, you feel that you can manage this world of white man, world of the white man. Well, that's what you should do. Say, look, he deceived us. He had us following the wrong light. He's following the wrong reality. Superstition. Make-belief stuff. Now, Islam comes to free my mind and turn me on to God's world of created matter. So I can inherit what God has created for me. A great world, a great job in the material realm, in the material reality. Making this material reality, or this material world, an accommodation for human souls and spirits. So that they'd be happy and pleased and free of the haram, and free of the evil, and prejudices, and hatred, and all, whatever. They'd be free of that, to enjoy what Allah has created for us. That's what we want. Heaven on earth, as much as we can have it. So if you don't have the mental ingenuity, the mental excitement and ingenuity to do what we're doing, then at least have the mental excitement and the mental ingenuity to follow us and to do what we ask you to do. There's nobody here that can't contribute to this great work. All of us can make a meaningful contribution to this great work. No matter how uneducated you are, if you still have your sanity, if you're sane, you can make a real contribution to this great work. But you can't do it looking at yourself, looking in the mirror, walking and seeing nobody but you. You've got to put this vision of community in front of you and see that there's somebody doing the work of creating this vision, of making this vision known to us. Started before my time, but now I'm doing it. Making this vision of where we should take our whole life as a society or as a community available to you, understandable by you. So when you see it, then expect to do. If you don't know, if you have no initiative of your own, or if you have no plan for your own resources, for your own personal resources, within this plan of ours, don't plan something outside of this. You're not one of us if you do that. We have a plan for the community, and you're going to plan some life of yours outside of this? You're not with us. You're working against us. You're siphoning off our production, our fuel and energy and resources for production. You're siphoning them off. And you want to encourage somebody else to do the same. Don't do that. He's done his job now. He's given us the Quran and the Sunnah. We can read the Quran following Muhammad the Prophet. Now that's all we have. There's nothing else to do. This is a community effort. This is a job for people working as a community, not as individuals only. And we are to find our individual future inside the community vision. That's where you should have your individual future. You should be planning your career inside this vision of our community. You should have a career in our community and in our vision of what life should be for us, not outside of it. I hope it's clear to you. And I hope you have it in your heart to do the right thing.
We pray our Lord give us guidance always.